Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Clearing up the confusion. The Apostle Peter had a very unusual encounter with a vision and with the voice of Jesus. It was so unusual that Luke records that Peter was wondering and later on still thinking about what he had seen and heard and what the implications of the vision were. See Acts chapter 10, verses 17 and 19. In the King James Version, the word for wondering is translated doubted within himself. The Greek words that Luke uses here mean perplexed and entirely at a loss. In essence, Peter was asking, "What did I just see? What in the world does this even mean?" The vision came to Peter as he was praying on the roof of Simon's house. Because he was still on the roof when some men from Cornelius the centurion arrived, I believe this means that Peter stayed in an attitude of prayer while he was still wondering. This is an excellent posture for us to remain in as well when we are unclear as to what to do next. As I mentioned, Luke said that Peter was still thinking about what he had seen and heard, verse 19. This is a different Greek word which means to revolve in mind. In other words, Peter didn't brush it off or think it was simply too complex for him to grasp, but he continued to look at it, wondering about what it could mean. I believe Peter is desirous to obey God, but he just doesn't know what that obedience is supposed to look like. Instead of shutting down or launching out too quickly, Peter continues to wait for some illumination. It was at this point, while still in a prayerful, thoughtful posture, that the Holy Spirit could speak to him. The Holy Spirit simply said, "There are some men here to see you. You must not hesitate to go with them," verses 19 and 20. Although Peter couldn't see this yet, his obedience would actually be the first step toward understanding and applying the vision. It was as Peter talked with his visitors that afternoon, and then as he heard Cornelius' story the next day, that the application became clear to him. We can gather this when we hear Peter say, "God has shown me," verse 28. As he was retelling this story to some Jewish Christians later, he also said, "Then I remembered what the Lord had said," chapter 11, verse 16. For Peter and his companions that traveled with him, God's message in the vision became crystal clear when they all saw that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, chapter 10, verses 45 to 47. Here are some important takeaways for all of us. When God speaks a word to us that seems to be confusing, we must stay in a prayerful, expectant posture. Don't brush it off, and don't jump to any conclusions. Like Peter, stay in prayer and wait for a clearer word from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit reveals something else to you, walk forward in the part that is clear. It is as you are walking in obedience that God's full message will become clear to you.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.